there's some secrets that have just come out about the people that do work in Amazon and what they do or don't get, or what they have to deal with every day.
Now be careful, because Amazon just bought Twitch, and we are on an Amazon platform right now.
And this is from an Amazon from Salon.com, so Amazon probably owns them. So it's not anything really bad. Do they get Amazon Prime if you work there? Do you get it for free?
No.
Yeah, no, they don't. I thought they would.
Why?
I don't know. Give me Prime. Give me something.
You know, if Amazon had 100 employees, I'd be like, yeah, they should get Prime for free. They have millions of employees. Amazon makes their money on Prime. They make the money a lot of other ways, but certainly Prime is a big part of it. So, no, they don't get free Prime.
No, that would piss me off. If I got an Amazon check and then I'm paying for Amazon Prime on top of that, that's like working at a station and paying for a concert. It doesn't, you know, there's some things you should get as a perk. That's what I'm saying. Amazon employees can find work pretty isolating. So they really don't talk to anybody at all during the day.
Well, it's not that they don't talk to anybody. I've got friends that work in the Amazon, in all different aspects of Amazon. It's not that they don't, it's that they can't. They're so busy.
Yeah.
So it's not like they have the opportunity to walk over to somebody and be like, hey, you want to go grab lunch? They're so busy. There's not even a moment during the day to socialize, which is, I think that's a downside to an environment. I think it's important to have some sort of social interaction with your coworkers.
Mm-hmm. Because they check you every 5 seconds to see how fast you're moving with your little computer.
Right.
So, but no, they say you talk to your boss for the first couple of weeks that you work there, then you don't talk to anybody, and you really don't even talk to people on breaks. And that's kind of
like the
limited.
Perfect job for you.
Oh, I looked at that and said, ooh, can you imagine wearing headphones all day, not dealing with anybody? That seemed like the greatest job.
It does.
Amazon warehouse employees kind of pissed off when you order kitty litter or dog food, like the big dog food. They hate that.
Why?
Because it's heavy.
There's much heavier things there.
Yeah, but if you get a lot of cat litter is pretty damn heavy.
They sell refrigerators on Amazon. They sell furniture on Amazon.
Those are brought by robots too.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So the kitty litter is not brought by a robot.
No.
A person has to pick that up themselves.
The big things are being handled by the front end loader. That's a robot. So,
right.
But the little things, you got to go get it, carry it, and bring it over here.
Okay. Then in that case, you know what? Go easy on your Amazon employees and instead go to Chewy.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Chewy probably has better prices.
Amazon employees have complaints about break times. They have a 15-minute break and a 30-minute break to where you can take a lunch for your 30-minute break, but it usually takes you 15 minutes to walk to the place where you have your 30-minute break.
Oh, are you serious?
So
and they include that?
Yeah, that's not included in the 30 minutes. So you have to plan ahead and say, well, if it takes me 7 minutes to walk there and 7 minutes to walk back, I really have 16 minutes for lunch.
Can you get a scooter or a bike or something?
I don't know. They're not saying that. You can't sit at your station. There are no chairs provided.
Can you bring your own chair? This is all stuff you can buy on Amazon. Go get yourself a chair on Amazon.
Yeah. Where can I get where can I get a chair?
Page 47.
Amazon warehouse employees keep a digital manager with them at all times. So it's called a Zebra, and it knows.
Oh, like a Fitbit?
I guess. And it tells you how much you've done, where you're at, how fast you're going, how slow you're going. Yeah, so that's...
Do you get fired if you go too slow?
Yeah.
Really? You get fired if you go too slow?
The manager sees it as a bottleneck if you're going too slow. You're holding people up, gotta go.
Huh.
So, Packers, they can actually read your gift notes. So you think you put a note in there for somebody if it's a gift, but every one of them can read it.
What do I care? They don't know me.
Well,
what do I care if some stranger read my joke to my friend where I say, enjoy this dildo.
Or if you send your girlfriend a dildo and your wife don't know, that's the problem.
I know, but an Amazon employee doesn't know me or my wife. They're not going to say anything. What are they going to call my wife? Can you imagine? That would be a story. If an Amazon employee figured out, here's this guy again. He's sending packages to a lot of women around the country.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And then they rat him out. They get in touch. They send a package to the wife. She's like, I didn't order anything.
That could open be a it up side and hustle.
You open it up and it's like all the different charges your husband made to all these women. Lingerie here, a dildo there.
Huge vending machines at Amazon that dispense medication. So they have no cost medical vending machines. So you can get Advil, Tylenol, Tums, all this in a vending machine at any time.
I love that.
Yeah,
that because stuff's expensive.
They work your ass off. That's why they figure they can give you that for free. Amazon warehouse employees can never, ever get in the way of robots. So robots
it's dangerous.
Carry a half a ton of products traveling 20 miles an hour at some time. So you can't walk in their path at all. You will
Who'd
get
want
fired.
To? That's dangerous. It's like getting in front of a slow moving train.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they probably have like bike lanes in the warehouse. And if you walk into it, you get in trouble. So
but you're saying can't. The verb should be shouldn't. Shouldn't. Right. You can hurt yourself. You don't want to get in front of a speeding. I don't want to. Listen, I walk down the street and I see the delivery guys on those e-bikes trying to deliver my food, deliver a sandwich somewhere.
Mm.
I jump out of the way of those guys.
Well, you're have half a brain, too. Some people don't. They just walk in front. Anyway, number one, warehouse, Amazon warehouse employees handle a lot of sex toys.
See, isn't that funny? I immediately went to dildo. I know.
So.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I think you should go to adamandeve.com. That's the better place to go. There's a lot of places that are specifically where they sell dildos. There's companies that are for women, by women, you know. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is if you think about it, if you are somebody that lives not in a big city, where else would you buy a dildo or a vibrator? Let's say my rabbit goes down or my electric tongue or whatever it is people are into.
Electric tongue. Do that again.
Electric tongue.
Is that what it does?
It moves like a tongue.
Okay.
Electric ball grabber. Is that a better one? I live in New York City. There's dozens of stores that sell sex toys all over the place. Like I could trip and fall onto a eight inch dildo, no problem.
Yeah.
But if you don't live in a big city, how are you going to get your rabbit or your tongue or, you know, how are you going to get that stuff? you have to shop online.
And if you want it in 2 days, you got to get it from Amazon.
I want it in an hour.
Yeah. See, you want it quick and you don't want to wait for Adam and Eve because they could be 6 to 8 weeks. Amazon will get it here by Monday.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you don't want to go too long without it.
And what's good is they're really discreet. Everything shows up in an Amazon box. So it doesn't, when it shows up, it looks like the shoes you ordered. I've gotten 6 Amazon boxes. I don't know which one's the dildo. They all look the same.
Mm-hmm. And the guy that steals it off your porch is like, damn it. I was hoping for a TV. Damn it. It's a vibrator.
It's a very big one, too. It's as big as a TV. What the hell's wrong with that woman?
I'm going to go put this back on her front porch with a note that says, sorry.